Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this morning? I'm good. We're doing the Replicate series, as you know. But first, before we start, let's watch this awesome video. Yeah, how awesome is that video? We are here to replicate, to make more disciples, and this is what we've done so far, right? As we recap, we pray with passion, pursue with love, and persuade with truth. We pray with passion. Why do we pray with passion? Because if you don't have passion in what you do, you just do it. But we don't just pray. We need to pray with understanding and pray with knowing why we're praying. So we need to pray with passion, pursue people with love. You know, Jesus Christ teaches us about love, and that's what we need to do. Pursue with love. And then persuade with the truth. You can never persuade someone with a lie. People can feel it when you lie. But when you tell the truth, you even sound like you know what you're saying. So let's persuade people with the truth. But today, we're going to learn how to start a conversation. How do you start a conversation? How do you tell people about God? How do you start telling your friends that you believe in God in the first place? All right. But before we continue, I just want you to think about it a bit. What makes us not tell our friends or the people we know about God or about Jesus Christ? What are the things that make us not to tell them about God? Think about it and discuss it with the person sitting next to you. And let's come up with those things. Why don't we tell people about God? What makes us not to do that? All right. I know you guys are not done, but who cares to share what you guys spoke about? What are those things that hinder us from spreading the word of God and telling our friends? Right where you're sitting, you don't even have to come up. Yeah. Judgment? Any other person? Fear of rejection? Being embarrassed? Right. Any other person from those tables over there? The other person would have already adjusted to what they believe in. That's very true. Here are some of the things that I came up with and you guys came up with as well. Fear of being rejected. You know, sometimes when you tell people about Christ or about God, they reject you. They don't want to hear it. They reject you. So it's a fear that I've also encountered of being rejected. Sometimes you fear that you're going to be rejected because you've done bad things with your friends and now you're trying to make yourself better or look better in front of them. So it's a fear of rejection, uncertainty of my own walk with Christ. Sometimes I become uncertain of my own walk with Christ. Am I a good person? Does God still accept me? What's my walk? What's my relationship with God himself? And unsure on how to start that conversation. Most of the time we're just unsure how to start a conversation. Yes, we're talking about shoes. We're talking about a certain dance or a certain party or whatever, but how do I transition into talking about God? So, Tabuho, this one is for you. Steps towards gospelizing. I once said gospeling. So, steps towards gospelizing, and it's just a new word. It's just a cooler word of saying witnessing or telling people about God. So we are now gospelizing. If you don't say gospelizing, don't say anything at all, because that's a word that should be in the dictionary. So steps towards gospelizing or telling people about Christ is that you need to believe in God's protective power. Remember we said what our fears are or what our fears were? So you need to believe in God's protective powers. Remember, the opposite of fear is faith. So you need to have faith in God's protective power and be aware of God's presence wherever we go, wherever we are. Just know that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He is everywhere. Even when you are alone in your room, God is there. And begin a conversation. Just begin a conversation. Just start talking to people. As human beings, we are conversational people. So we like talking. Even when you're an introvert, you do talk, you do speak. So As people, we like being in a conversation. So engage people in a conversation, right? So how do we do that? We do that by asking, admiring, and admitting. You ask, you admire, you admit. What do you ask? Right? When you ask great questions, that brings down barriers and opens up people's hearts. When you ask great questions. For example, you can't just say, wow, you're wearing red shoes today. So, do you believe in God? Like, you need to transition into that conversation. So, you're wearing red shoes today. Oh, that's lovely. I had the same pair last week. And, you know, I was actually thinking about God and about, you know, you transition into it in a way that a person is still engaged in a conversation. And it helps you understand and empathize with the next person. When you start a conversation and you ask great questions, it helps you to empathize, because when that person responds, you are able to listen and to empathize with where they're coming from. Remember that you need to understand where the person comes from before you understand where they are. So, and then it gives you time to pray and ask God for help. Even when you're sitting there talking to your friends or talking to whoever, just pray. Just pray and ask God for help. We'll get to that later on how we do that. In Pastor Mark chapter 16, in Mark 16, that's in the Bible, Jesus Christ asks about 16 questions in Mark alone. Great questions. As conversation starters, asking people questions so that they engage in conversation. And if you read chapter 16, you'll understand how that is possible. He would ask questions that make people think. All right. So we need to seek first to understand and then to be understood. That's what Jesus Christ did. He didn't just go to people and expected people to understand what he's saying. That's why he was asking questions. That's why we need to ask. So that we seek first to understand where the other person, how the other person's mind works, where they are. You know, so we may be talking about the same thing, but we may not be at the same level of the same topic. Just like you would read a scripture and interpret it differently, it says something different to you than it says to me. So we need to seek first to understand before we can even think of being understood ourselves. Now, here's a quick activity for you guys. You're going to get paper and a pen as a team, and I need you to just write questions that can be conversation starters. You have 5 minutes to do that. Okay, can I stop this now because of time? Can all the people who are representatives for each table to come up front, please? There's 8 tables and there's only 3 people here. I need to see 8 people. All right, let's listen to them.
We asked, did you go to church? Do you ever wonder who made the earth? What did you do on a Sunday? What do you think heaven is? Comment about something you like about them and ask them how they feel.
Wow, let's give her a hand. That's amazing.
Okay, so we said, hey, what's your name? We said, how are you? What school do you go to? What church do you go to? And then we said, do you have a relationship with God? Who's your hero in life? Do you believe that Jesus can change your life? And would you like Jesus to be your hero?
That's awesome.
Our questions were, how often do you go to church? Hey, you look familiar. Have I seen you at church? Then present them with a verse, and then you ask them, have you heard of this before? Then you tell them where it's from, usually the Bible. What did you do on Sunday, and what do you believe in?
Wow, that's awesome. That's great.
Our questions are, I went to church on Sunday, what did you do? What do you think happens when you die? Who's the creator of earth? What do you believe in? Do we believe in different religions? Why? What type of music do you listen to?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Come closer.
Our questions were, how was your day? How can I help you? Do you want to talk? Can I pray for you? And what are your plans for today?
What are your plans for today?
Okay. Our questions are, are you going to church on Sunday? What's your name? How was your day? What church do you go to? Do I know you? Hee hee hee. How are you feeling?
Okay, so the first one's greetings. And the next question is, how's your greetings? And then, how was your day? What have you been up to? And do you think that someone could love you without expecting anything in return?
That's great. Wow, you guys must just come and preach this because you've said it all. You know, your questions are amazing. And here are some of the questions that I came up with. Is that, do you believe in God? Do you have a spiritual background? Do you go to church anyway? Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Have you ever experienced the sense of God's presence in your life? You know, remember that this is a spiritual conversation. It's not just a conversation that you're just having. You know, you need to be clear about that. And some of us haven't even answered the last question yet. You know, have you ever experienced a sense of God's presence in your life? And we need to answer some of these questions for ourselves first before we even start a conversation with somebody. Remember that you need to admire. Admire where the other person comes from. Focus on areas of commonality. What is it that is common between the two of you or amongst the group? What are the things that we share? And acknowledge them in the conversation. Build bridges, not walls. Though there's scriptures there that I think you should, when you get back home, just read through. The first one is Acts chapter 17, verse 22 to 23, and then Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. And then admire them for talking with you. You know, I'm much more likely to talk to you when I can see that you are listening and you're asking questions about what I've spoken about or what I was telling you about. Sometimes you need to say, oh, so Tamar, what you're saying is, and you repeat whatever they've said. Then like that, you are showing the person that you're interested in what they are saying. And admire them for asking good questions. Like saying, oh, Lesego, wow, that's a good question. Let me think a bit. You know, admire them for that. Another thing that you need to do is to listen well. You can't admire when you don't listen. Listen well. Find out what they believe in. Because a lot of people, I mean, in your school, wherever you are, there's people who don't believe in the same thing that you believe in. So we can't just assume that because a person prays they are a Christian. You need to ask them questions about their conviction and how they became a Christian or why do they pray. Find out what they believe in and then listen. Listen, or what you say will not resonate. You need to listen to them or whatever you say, it's not going to go through. Because if you like a passive listener, sometimes we are passive listeners and we don't listen at all. People can feel that. You know what you've had, I believe that most of us have had a conversation with someone and you're like, this person is not listening. This person is not interested. They're just interested in telling me things, but they're not listening to me. Have a conversation. Don't preach to them. Don't preach to people. There's a platform for preaching, which is where I'm standing right now. When you talk to people, you're having a conversation. Have a conversation. No one wants to be preached to on a day where they're relaxing and having a nice conversation with friends. But have a conversation, a nice conversation. Talk to them because have a two-way thing. Right now, I'm talking to you and you guys are quiet. That's preaching. I'm telling you. But have that conversation where it's a two-way street where you ask questions and you respond. So you need to admit certain things about who you are as a Christian and why you are a Christian. You were so messed up that you needed someone to rescue you. Admit that. I mean, none of us are here because we are good people or we are great people. We are perfected in God's love. So sometimes it's good to say, you know what, listen up, I'm a mess. But God has come to rescue me. He's rescued me. I needed rescue. That's why I believe in Jesus Christ. And it shatters, when you do that, it shatters stereotypes about Christians being judgmental or superior. When you admit that, look, I'm a sinner, I also mess up, it shatters those stereotypes. A lot of people do say Christians are very judgmental. It shows that we are one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. Thanks, Anna. You are one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. So you are showing another person direction. You're giving direction to another person. It's not that because it's not like the rich giving to the poor, but we are the same. Let's walk this journey together. It creates a gospel conversation and not just a gospel presentation. So we're not here to present, but to have a conversation. And remember, it's a spiritual journey. So you need to share your story. Tell people your story about Christ. How did you come to know Christ? Some of us are pastors' kids, and it's very difficult to actually say, hey, I have a story. You know, I used to do bad things because you grew up in a church and whatnot. But you need to make that decision for yourself one day. Whether you're a pastor's kid or you grew up in a church or not, you need to make that decision for yourself to say, I'm going to follow Christ. And tell your story about your encounters with Christ. Talk to someone about God and who is God to you. What do we say about God? Tell people that God is merciful. God is merciful and has the power to forgive. And he loves you. Let's talk about God's mercy and God's love to people. How God embraces you. Some people are afraid to come to church, not because they don't like church. They want to come, but they think they're going to be judged because people know the bad things that they've done. But when you tell people about the love of God, they're more likely to come to say, oh, I'll be accepted there. Everybody wants acceptance. I want acceptance. Remember we spoke in the beginning about the things that make us fear to tell people about Christ, and one of them was rejection. No one wants to be rejected. So let's tell them about the love of God and his merciful power. So, how to share this gospel? You ask God to open the door for you to share. Ask God to open the door for you to share. Pray. Pray about it. And then start a conversation by asking questions and listening well, that we find in James chapter 1, verse 19. Just note those verses and read them when you get home. Turn the conversation towards spiritual things in a natural way. You know, imagine me coming to you and say, hey, Teboho, so God says he loves you. And God says, Teboho is not even understanding what I'm talking about. But what you need to do is to start a conversation, talk about things, and gradually go into the things of God. Because you've already started a conversation, you're already talking to this person, and this person is responding, then it's easier to say, oh, do you know I believe in God? Do you believe in God? And that person will respond, because now they've gained your trust that I can talk to this person. Resist the urge to argue. That's one thing that kills conversations, when we argue. Sometimes arguing is pointless. Let's resist the urge to argue with a person, because it's not going to take us anywhere. It's like people who have the exact same strength doing the tug of war. We're just going to be pulling from different ends until the road breaks. But we need to stop the urge to argue. Listen. When you listen, when you seek first to understand, you will learn how not to argue. Admire them for being willing to engage with you. Everybody wants to be acknowledged. Everyone wants to be acknowledged. So admire people to say, wow, I'm really grateful that you spoke to me today. That was a meaningful conversation that we had. Admit that you are a sinner who is in desperate need of a savior. Admit that you are a sinner who is in desperate need of a savior. And then share your story of your journey with Christ. One thing that happened to me, I haven't been around for about 3 weeks, and I've spent those 3 weeks with a group of young people and this one leader who is Muslim, who I've made friends with. And this guy actually said to me, wow, are you a Christian? Like, yeah. You're so different from other Christians. You don't judge. You're actually talking to me, and you're willing to know more about me than you are telling me about you. And you know what came to me is that, wow, I've planted a seed in that guy. I've planted a seed, and I believe that God is going to water that seed. So whenever you talk to people, they may not respond immediately. They may actually reject what you're saying or disagree with you, but just know that the word of God doesn't go back without doing its job or doing its work. And you've planted a seed, and God will water that seed, and that seed will grow one day. So share your story about your journey with Christ. Have you ever wondered about God? How valuable am I? Then what? What makes for good relationships? Why does God let bad things happen? Those are just some of the questions that we ask ourselves.
So you're a teenager. You got your whole life ahead of you, right? What are you going to do? You're going to finish high school, right? Then what? Go to college? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Something to start making some money. Or at least if you do go to school, you're learning about a profession so you can make money. So you go to college. Then what? Get some sweet job. Make tons of money. But it's not just about the money. You're going to fall in love somewhere in there with the perfect person. And he will be awesome. You graduate, get a great job, marry your best friend, live the dream. Then what? And then you'll get some kids. One or two, maybe eight. Then what? Raise those kids, be a good spouse, work hard, get some sweet promotions. Then what? You keep plugging away at this life. Marry, kids, good job, everything you want. Finally, your kids are grown. They go off to college. They get married. You're happy. You did a great job. Then what? You'll probably start thinking about retirement. You work that job a few more years. You retire. Then what? You become a grandparent. Congratulations. Then what? Hopefully, you stay healthy, strong, the greatest grandparent in the world. Spoil those grandkids. And in the perfect world, you and your spouse live to be 100 years old. Then one night, in your sleep, you both, holding hands, pass on. The perfect ending to the perfect life. Then what?
Then what? I've lived this life in a very robotic way, then what? What happens after I'm gone? Is there life after death? Those are some of the questions that people are asking. So you need to know who you are. You need to know God. All right, starting again. So you need to pray before you share the gospel. That's very important. Because it's not sharing the gospel, it's not just something that we do out of our own or that we can do by ourselves. You really need God to be on your side. When you share the gospel, you need to pray, because even the Bible says we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities and evil. So when you pray, and when you share the gospel rather, when you share the gospel with another person, the devil is not happy about that. He's not, because you're taking people out of his kingdom into God's kingdom, and he won't like that. And again, pray and ask God for wisdom, strength, and guidance. Ask God for wisdom, because God's wisdom is wiser than all of us put together, all our wisdoms put together in the world. and God's foolishness. If somebody says, but God, I feel like God is foolish, but God's foolishness is wiser than my wisdom. God's foolishness is wiser than my wisdom. That's how amazing God is. That's how awesome He is. And don't forget to believe in God. Believe in Him like, you know, this is my last breath depends on it. Never doubt God's power. Never doubt God's power to forgive, God's power to love, God's power to embrace, God's power to do anything and change your situation. And one thing that I didn't mention, this guy that I was talking to was a Muslim guy. And that's what he said to me. He's like, this is amazing. And we had a very good conversation about God. So remember that God loves you and God is with you all the time. His protective power is over you. And as you start conversations, God is going to be there guiding you. Just pray before you do it. And you can never do it if you don't practice it. And you can never be better at it if you don't practice it. Just practice talking to people. So my challenge is pray, ask for wisdom, and don't forget that God loves you. Believe in Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You, Lord, for this time that we had. We thank You, Lord, that You have the most amazing power. Power to do anything, power to change our lives, power to change our friends' lives and everybody we come into contact with. I pray, Lord, that as we are in this room today and when we leave, Jehovah, we're going to touch lives. We're going to touch lives with our actions. We're going to touch lives with what we say. And help us, Lord, to start conversations. Help us, Lord, and help us to learn how to start conversations, meaningful conversations when we share the gospel. And let us remember how spiritual this is, that we belong to You, that we are Yours, and nothing should actually remove that from us, from our minds. Help us to believe. Give us the strength to move on. Give us the wisdom on what to say and how to say it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, next week, we're going to know the gospel. We're going to know all about the gospel. What is this gospel? I spoke about gospelizing and what is this all about? So, see you in 2 weeks. See you next week, guys. Cheers. Bye.